Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
What's popping here on In the Loop? The guys are out today filling in. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee, and you can join the conversation throughout 713-572-4610 on the text line, also YouTube, Twitch as well. Question of the day today, who have you been told you look like? We'll get back to those responses throughout the second half of the show today. But what's popping? I'll tell you what's popping. It is a huge weekend for our Houston Rockets. You get the Boston Celtics coming to town tonight. And then you get some guy named LeBron James coming here on Sunday with the Lakers to take on those 22-11 Rockets. Big weekend for the Rockets, but I think most notably tonight because obviously the Celtics are just better than the Lakers. Chris, for the Rockets, they have the Celtics in their building tonight. Seems like a good litmus test here early on for this young, but right now playing good basketball type of team in the Rockets.
I think this is a huge game. Just like the game a few weeks back when they beat the Warriors in the NBA Cup. That was for a lot of people, that was a litmus test as well. So this is another one. They just beat the Mavericks recently, but Luka's out. So you kind of take that. But that's the game that you should win when Luka's out. So definitely would like to see a young team winning the games that they should win. So, yeah, tonight is going to be a big one. You're playing the defending champions. Now, we've talked about this. Not on air as much, but off air, and you're not a Jason Tatum guy.
No, certainly not as high, not as much as most people are.
Yeah, so, I mean, I still think most people see him as, you know, maybe not a top five player, but top 10. I would put him top 10 in the league. You're not putting him there.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a superstar, but I think he's probably top 10 in the league.
Certainly not a superstar. I think he's overrated in the way he's covered or people talk about him. I don't know. I'd have to sit down and actually try to think of a top 10 list. Maybe he cracked the top 10, but I am a lot lower on Tatum than most people. I don't think. Certainly not a superstar. I don't know if he's even honestly that true number one, where I think the Celtics had such a great overall team or have
had
such
what
a great
it is
overall
there.
Team. If you were to put him on... I don't know. I'm trying to think of a team where he's got to be like the premier guy. I just don't think he can do it. I think he's kind of the 1A. That's where he's best served.
So 1A and...
1B.
He's 1B. Okay. Right. But because of the talent that they have and because they're the champs and they've been relevant, the Celtics have now, for the past 6-7 years.
Yeah, certainly.
What? They've been to like 4 or 5 Eastern Conference finals, a couple finals, finally won one. So, yeah, this is a huge test tonight.
Mm-hmm.
At home, got the Celtics. You know, you should beat the Lakers on Sunday. I think it's Sunday when they play the Lakers, right?
Yes, sir.
I think the Rockets should beat the Lakers. The Celtics is the test. Get them tonight. I think the Rockets can win this game. I do. I think they can win this game.
I think so as well.
This is a big one. But, you know, you got to shoot the ball well, though.
Yeah.
You got to shoot the ball well.
Yeah, you got to be able to score it.
You got to be able to score it.
Celtics are favored by 2 right now. That number's come down a little bit. Celtics are favored by 2 on the
road.
That's
nothing.
In Houston. No, it's a basket. It's a toss-up.
It's nothing.
And for the Rockets, it's only the ninth time all year they've been underdogs so far this season. The Celtics have won four of the last five between these two teams. They've dominated the series history of late because obviously they've been a lot better than the Rockets in past seasons. This year, a little bit different. So we'll see tonight. Does it change anything if I tell you Jaylen Brown and Kristaps Porzingis are not expected to play? Does that take anything away from a potential victory against the Celtics tonight?
I mean, it's still the NBA regular season. So, you know, ultimately, I think this is more important just for the Rockets internally and for fans internally for the Rockets, because you see the ascension that we're, you know, we're starting that rise up the rankings for the Rockets. So you want to get this win over a brand. Now, the Celtics are more than just a team. They're a brand name. They're an NBA brand, like one of the big brand names in the NBA. So you want to get this win. But something else that we haven't mentioned yet is this is Ime Udoka facing his old team.
That's true.
That's another thing. I think that's huge as well, because that roster is pretty much the same as it was as when he left. I mean, outside of, you just said Porzingis is not playing, right?
Yeah, not supposed to play.
Okay, so outside of him, that's, you know, Marcus Smart's no longer there. But, I mean, other than that, that team is, like, the core of that team is pretty much the same, I would say. And they pretty much play the same way, in my opinion. I don't think they play much differently than when he was there. They may shoot a few more threes now, obviously, because they do shoot a lot of threes.
And
like everybody else does, though. So,
and as we know, things did not end well with him and the Celtics.
No, they did not.
So it's not just his
for many reasons.
Team, but yeah, he's got a little chip on his shoulder.
Not in well.
Maybe the girlfriend will be in attendance. What if I told you this? The Rockets have the best record in the NBA against the top 10 teams in the NBA. Top 10 teams That's based big. Off of record.
Yeah.
Rockets are 8-2 in those games. That's the best in the league. For comparison's sake, Celtics are only 3-3. That actually surprised me for such a young team. The Rockets have played well against the top teams so far.
I mean, you talked about this last night in terms of like defense, and you know, I talked about defense being about effort. You see young teams a lot of times ranking high during the regular season in defense, and younger teams are trying. They're trying to win. When you get more veteran teams, I'm not saying that they don't try during the regular season, but they may coast through the regular season, especially if they're talented veteran latent teams that are probably going to be in the playoffs anyway. They're coasting a lot of times through most parts of the regular season. So
for sure,
the Rockets are a young team. This whole new culture with Ime Udoka, this is only year two. He's still implementing what he wants to do. I don't think it's a, you know, they're not a finished product by any means. They're good, not a finished product yet. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that surprises me a little bit that they are the best team in the league against the top 10 teams in the league, but that's a huge feather in the cap for this young team.
Sure is. Isn't it kind of crazy that people were arguing for Ime Udoka to, you know, already be gone, like at some point during the beginning of the season? It's probably just, you know, the
fans.
And I know it was. I just saw a lot of discussion, like questioning Udoka's, you know, tenure already. Like, guys, year two, and then look where they are now. All that talk is gone.
And I mean, it's an 82 game. It's not like the NFL where you play 17 games and where after five or six, you're like, okay, they're 1-5. Let's do something. It's the NBA. You got to play 82 games in the regular season. Let it play out a little bit.
Yeah, but we saw it last year with the Bucks. They fired
Adrian Griffin.
Yeah. Adrian Griffin.
Yeah, 34 games in, something like that.
Yeah, and they were on top of, I believe they were on top of the Eastern Conference at that point. But, and then look what happened. They just fell. Trust they me. Fell off.
Doc so. Rivers ain't much better.
No, you don't. You think Doc's overrated a little
bit? He's very, we've talked about this too off air. He's very overrated. I've said this for years.
I agree. By the way, Luke, I think I know why you don't like Jason Tatum.
Why is that?
We did it. We did it! Oh my God, we did it.
That was also very lame. I hate that.
You
trying
like
to copy like Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett, yeah.
And we did. Come on.
He tried.
They were like the favorites. That was like when the Eagles made it to the Super Bowl that year and they all wore the dog masks. Like, we're underdogs. You were the number one seed. What are you talking about? When were you underdogs? I hate that stuff. Or like Tom Brady, the Patriots. Nobody believed in us. You were the preseason favorite. What are you talking about?
Everyone believed in you.
Same with the Celtics. They were the favorite all year. You should have done it. Finally, you did it.
That's what it should have been.
Corny.
We finally did it. That's what it should have been. Yeah. We finally did it.
Thank God. Hey, what's popping? Well, this weekend, final weekend in the NFL, and there's still some spots up for grabs in the playoffs. in the NFL. So, Chris, I want to ask you who you think are going to grab these final spots in the NFC.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The only spot that's still open is the NFC South. Tampa Bay and Atlanta are still battling. Now, Tampa Bay controls their own destiny. The Buccaneers just have to win at home against the Saints. However, if they lose, the door is then opened up for the Falcons, who are playing the Panthers. Do you think the Buccaneers can beat the Saints, lock up that playoff spot, or do they leave the door open for the Falcons to sneak in on the final day of the year?
Earlier in the year, I picked Atlanta to win the division. I'm going to take Tampa Bay. I think they get this game against the Saints. The Saints have been a train wreck. Not that Tampa has not struggled at times this year, you know, more recently, but I'm going to take the Bucs. Baker Mayfield, and I've been critical of him over the years as an NFL quarterback at different times, but he just has that never say die attitude, you know, that rah-rah that I think works a lot more in college than it does the pros, but it works for him. His personality, I think he's going to have a good game. I think and they're at home, right, Tampa?
It's in Tampa. I believe so.
I think they get this game, and if they win, they're in. That's it. They get the division.
Yep.
Yeah. So
they are at home. Yep.
Yep. I think Tampa gets it.
I think Tampa might be the most underrated team right now. I mean, they beat the Chiefs and the Lions, right? If I remember correctly, and they've been blowing. Mm. They've been that offense has been on a tear lately. They had that midseason lull, then they get Mike Evans back. That offense has been putting up points. They've been blowing out some teams. I know they're only 9-7. I know they're in a bad division, but they beat maybe the two best teams in football. Mm. No one else can say that. And the offense has been soaring right now. So we'll see if they can take care of business. In the AFC, the final spot is left open. And right now it's between Denver, Miami, Cincinnati for that last wildcard spot. Now this gets a little more complicated. A
lot of scenarios here.
Yeah. And I'm not going to try to explain them all. But if Denver wins, they're in. However, the Broncos are playing the Chiefs, I believe. Right? So I don't know if that's going to, even though the Chiefs have nothing to play for, and Carson Wentz will be playing.
Okay, yeah.
And that is in Denver. So if the Broncos win, they're in. However, if they lose, they open up the door to the Bengals, but the Bengals are playing the Steelers on Saturday, and the Steelers have something to play for. Or they open the door for the Dolphins, who are playing the Jets. So there's a lot of situations it's tough to figure out. Let's just try to make this simple. Who do you think we'll get that final wild card spot? Denver, Miami, Cincinnati. Does Denver beat Kansas City and get in? Do they open the door to Miami against the Jets or even Cincinnati against the Steelers?
I feel like Denver's going to win, and because obviously this game means the world to them. They need to win this game, and if they win, they're in. I feel like the Bengals are the team that no one wants to see in the postseason. Like some of the top teams don't even want to see in the postseason. And it's because of that offense. I mean, their defense has been bad. But when you have a dynamic offense like that and you have Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, the T. Higgins, that group that they have offensively, yeah, I think they will give people – they'll give somebody a headache in the postseason. So mm-hmm. I think the team that no one really wants to see make the AFC playoffs is the Bengals. But I think the Broncos are going to win. And since they control their destiny, I think they get that. It's the seventh seed, so yeah.
I'm with you on the Bengals. That probably should have been that would have been the better question to ask. By the way, the Dolphins are last in that pecking order. So the Dolphins need both the Bengals and the Broncos to lose to get into the playoffs. Dolphins need those losses and a win against the Jets to get the last seed. So they need the most help. Bengals are second. Bengals just need a Broncos loss and then a victory. Broncos just need to win. And that's pretty much it. Obviously, the big game of the weekend, Sunday Night Football, Lions and Vikings. Ooh. Probably talk about that more later on. But the one seed up for grabs, that's certainly, as they say around here, popping as well this weekend.
It's popping.
Did I use that correctly? Is that how it works? So that's the big one.
There it goes.
This weekend.